Happy Saturday. Yay! It is my birthday weekend. But you know what? Every day is a blessed day. I'm so excited. Like, this weekend is going to be stretched out. Ooh. Oops. This is an art piece that I'm working on. Height. In here. All right, that's not broken either. You know what? Some people would be like, what's wrong with this girl? You know what? I had a house fire a couple years ago. So blessed to be at this house. My parents' home, it has been 2 years. It's been a stretch. But I am blessed with furniture and a recliner. And it's getting a little tight in here. But something is not 100%, but pulling through for home. If y'all would pray on that for me, for my girl Brandy, she's in ministry with me. And I'm just super excited because, you know, it's time. It's time. My sons live in Mississippi. So, like, yeah, they won't be here till next school year, maybe before. Who knows? But the path is already paved. It's already there, straight and narrow. But speaking of stretching, sometimes we just feel too, better not do that too much, stretched in life. I mean, come on with it. We do. But sometimes we allow that. Sometimes we don't really just bundle it up like we should and say, you know what? Like, this is what it is, and this is how I'm going to deal with it, and this is how I'm going to consolidate, this is how I'm going to prioritize, this is how I'm going to trust in God and not lean on my own understanding. That's in scripture. So yesterday I was led to Isaiah 26, I believe it is. All right, and that's in the Message. So sometimes going to different translations, don't judge. We're not supposed to judge, right? Let's not talk religion. But anyways, we can do that. And just to have a better understanding, not leaning on ours, but also the Word of God and seeing what message are we going to get through that. So sometimes I go to the Message translation and just want to read this real quick. I have such an awesome person who actually, he had surgery for cancer last week. I've been praying for him. He's actually a mechanic. He's coming to work on my car, which has like $1,000 worth of stuff. I already got two new tires, oil leaks, need two more tires. But you know what? I'm rejoicing. Some people would be like, what's wrong with that girl? Why is she not stressed out? Because I almost died a couple years ago. Because I lost all of my things to realize that I gained this, that I've been saved, and I'm not doing this on my own. So if you want a best friend in life, that is Jesus. He is there for you all the time, even in your absence. He's been present. So let me just calm and comfort you a little bit and remind you you're loved no matter what. So I'm going to go through this real quick because I'm expecting company, a good Samaritan, and yeah, I'm going to definitely pray over him with him and talk God while we're checking out my vehicle that gets me from place to place. So this is Stretch the Borders of Life. At that time, the song will be sung in the country of Judah. We have a strong city, salvation city, built and fortified with salvation. Throw wide the gates so good and true people can enter. People with their minds set on you, you completely whole, steady on their feet, because they keep at it and don't quit. Depend on God and keep at it, because in the Lord God, you have a sure thing. Those who lived high and mighty, he knocked off their high horse. Ooh. He used the city built on the hill as fill for the marshes. All the exploited and outcast peoples build their lives on the reclaimed land. The path of right living people is level. The leveler evens the road for the right living. We're in no hurry, God. We're content to linger in the path signposted with your decisions. Who you are and what you've done are all we'll ever want. Through the night, my soul longs for you. Deep from within me, my spirit reaches out to you. When your decisions are on public display, everyone learns how to live right. If the wicked are shown grace, they don't seem to get it. In the land of right living, they persist in wrong living, blind to the splendor of God. You hold your hand up high, God. Hand up. But they don't see it. Open their eyes. This is a prayer. Open their eyes to what you do, to see your zealous love for your people. Shame them. Light a fire under them. Get the attention of these enemies of yours. God, order a peaceful and whole life for us, because everything we've done, you've done for us. Oh God, our God, we've had other masters rule us, but you're the only master we've ever known. The dead don't talk. Ghosts don't walk, because you said enough. That's all for you, and wipe them off the books. But the living you make larger than life. The more life you give, the more glory you display. And stretch the borders. Stretch the borders. Man, so good. It's so good. I'm just in awe by what he's done. I'm not even done with reading this, but... And stretch the borders to accommodate more living. Oh God, they begged you for help when they were in trouble, when your discipline was so heavy they could barely whisper a prayer. Like a woman having a baby, writhing in distress, screaming her pain as a baby is being born. That's how we were because of you, oh God. We were pregnant full term. We writhed in labor, but bore no baby. We gave birth to wind. We produced nothing living. We couldn't save the world. But friends, your dead will live. Your corpses will get to their feet. And all you dead and buried, wake up. Wake up and sing. Your dew is morning dew, catching the first rays of the sun. The earth bursting with life, giving birth to the dead. Come, my people, go home and shut yourselves in. Go into seclusion for a while, until the punishing wrath is past. Because God is sure to come from his place to punish the wrong of the people on the earth. Earth itself will point out the bloodstains. It will show where the murdered have been hidden away. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that really, gets you in that, right? It fills me up with such strength, talking about stretching the borders. God has already given you everything. He has already deposited it all. He gave his one and only son for you. I hope I'm not too much for you. But I can tell you I have too much to lose. And that's one thing we're talking about, Champion Life. You can go to Champion Life on YouTube. I'm about to do a YouTube channel. That's going to take a little time, but... God's given me some time today, but you can go to Champion Life and see some of our services, and we have the best pastors, like, gosh, so blessed beyond. And whatever darkness you're in right now, go ahead and go in silence for a minute, in a space that you can just sit in and take some deep breaths and talk with God and release that and ask for strength where you have weakness. Because he hasn't stepped away, like I said. Man, this is great in the message. I really like that. I really like that. Talking about, yeah, it's good. Open their eyes to what you do. You hold your hand up high, God, but they don't see it. Open your eyes. Because whatever you're sitting in, whatever you're just... existing in, just sitting there, living your life like this, sitting in your addiction, sitting in your pain, sitting in your non-forgiving self because you just have so much hate in your heart or somebody else has hate for you, sitting in your depression, sitting in your anxiety, sitting in your chronic illness, whatever it may be, I've been through it all, post-traumatic stress disorder, abuse, you name it. My walking cane was it was in my mom's house when my fire happened. It's I'm glad it's here as a reminder. It's upstairs actually. I use that in a video to show. I like to do a little bit of show and tell and drop and tell, obviously. But yeah. I can't believe they play the guitar. But what I can do with this is make a masterpiece out of it. It looks really bad right now, but look, it's gonna be cool. It might be a year from now, but yeah, I'm working on that. Don't give up on yourself. You have to make that choice. Nobody else can make it for you. I was at the lowest where I was making videos for my mom, my sister, my brother, my son, saying goodbye and saying I'm sorry, saying I'm not strong enough. Look at me now. And why am I so passionate? Because I've been on a dying phase. I'm one of those people that has been to God's light. And I didn't need to see a face. All I saw was light. I felt it and I heard it. And it's the most beautiful vision. It's the most beautiful touch. It's the most beautiful sound. So get up. Go to the Word. See who you really are. Because this life is not supposed to be like this. Sure, we're going to get stretched at times, but who is controlling this? And sometimes we need to not just sit in a ball. Sometimes we need to release and get some things out. But that's going to Jesus and seeing his walk with the disciples and seeing the strength. Go to Proverbs for wisdom. I do every day. But I gotta go because my VW Victory wagon, it's got a little cold right now. I'm gonna go pray over it. But no, really, a good Samaritan Scott is coming. Praise him. But yeah, pray on my house for me, y'all, for Brandy and I. Super excited. It may be a month or so. There's gonna be a lot of people from church and my family coming in and helping with some stuff on the inside that needs to be fixed up because unfortunately it hasn't been taken care of. So this has been, I will tell you, the other day, I just have to tell you this real quick. I was at my desk at work, just sitting there waiting on the next patient to get there. And I said, because I've been praying about a new home and the situation I'm in, and so blessed to be in this home with my parents, but ready, just ready. And I said, God, I know a house isn't going to just fall from the sky, but it'd be pretty cool if something happened today. That's all I said. And not too long later, a patient was checking out, and my boss said, she's got rentals. And we started talking. And somebody's getting, unfortunately, evicted from this house, but somebody that hasn't taken care of it, hasn't respected it. And immediately, my sister, my boss, a bunch of other people from church, my brothers and sisters have said, whatever we need to do, whatever this house looks like on the inside, we'll make it right and a deal can be made. So I told this lady, I said, thank you. This is going to be such a blessing. It might be a little bit of a process, a little bit of patience, or a lot of patience. But she said, no, Kristen, this seems like it's going to be a blessing to both of us. So glory to God. God is listening. You can't go to him with prayers that have doubt. And if you have that little bit of faith, as small as a mustard seed, he says you can talk to that mountain, speak, cast it out to the sea. He's not going to move your mountain for you. You have the choice. You have to be accountable. I'm accountable for doing a lot in this life. That person's dead and gone. So it's possible to get past the past. And it's possible to live in now. And it's possible for you to continue to dream and make your life what you want it to be. God is love. And his love is unfailing. It's the same yesterday, today, and if your tomorrow comes, God bless you.